Trump calls for $1.5 trillion to build dream military. Pay down debt, give dividend to moderate income patriots. By Jasmine Jordan on January 7, 2026. President Donald Trump said the 2027 military budget should be increased to $1.5 trillion, pointing to national security needs and strong tariff revenues as reasons the higher amount is both necessary and achievable. On Wednesday, President Donald Trump released a statement on Truth Social calling for an increase in the 2027 military budget, raising the target from $1 trillion to $1.5 trillion. He attributed the shift to long and difficult negotiations with senators, congressmen, secretaries, and other political representatives. Trump remarked that the decision was made for the good of our country, especially in these very troubled and dangerous times. The proposed increase, according to Trump, would support building what he referred to as the dream military, asserting that such a force would ensure the United States remains safe and secure, regardless of foe. He linked the feasibility of the higher budget figure to revenue generated from tariffs, claiming that tremendous numbers from tariff income had made the larger figure viable. Because of tariffs, and the tremendous income that they bring, amounts being generated that would have been unthinkable in the past, we are able to easily hit the $1.5 trillion dollar number, Trump wrote. He added that this approach would also allow for paying down debt and providing a substantial dividend to moderate income patriots within our country. Trump contrasted current tariff revenues with what he described as the lower expectations under the sleepy Joe Biden administration, the worst president in the history of our country. This statement comes in the context of ongoing debates about defense spending under both the Biden and Trump administrations. Under President Joe Biden, the Department of Defense's budgets have seen incremental increases, reaching $886 billion in the 2024 request, but have also faced criticism from Republicans who argue that inflation has effectively turned these increases into cuts. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has stated that progressives do want to bring down the military budget while advocating priorities such as a $15 minimum wage and expanding Medicare, including lowering the eligibility age or pursuing Medicare for all. In 2020, then-candidate Joe Biden faced pressure from more than 50 progressive groups calling for a $200 billion annual reduction in Pentagon spending, an end to nuclear arsenal modernization, and the elimination of the Space Force. Several members of Congress, such as Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, and Representative Claudia Tenney, RNY, have criticized Biden's budgets as insufficient given rising global threats and inflationary pressures. Wicker called the defense budget request woefully inadequate and disappointing, saying it does not even resource Biden's all national defense strategy to protect our country from growing threats around the world. Tenney argued the proposed increase was effectively a cut, stating that the 3.2% increase doesn't keep pace with inflation and the cost to refill depleted supplies around the world, and warned that our greatest adversaries, China and Russia, continue to ramp up military expenditures, which pose a grave threat to U.S. security at home and abroad. In 2022, the Biden Pentagon proposed spending approximately $30.8 million to combat extremism in the military, in addition to about $9.1 million in fiscal year 2021 for initial actions. The department did not define what constituted extremism and lacked data on its prevalence within the ranks. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby told Breitbart News that the events of January 6 and the presence of some veterans in that crowd has certainly got everybody's attention here. The initiative included screening social media, updating vetting protocols, implementing standardized training and awareness campaigns, and developing an enterprise tracking system for concerning activity. More recently, a provision in the 2024 National Defense Authorization Act introduced by House Republicans banned sex change procedures and drugs for minors under TRICARE, the military's health care program. Democrats have voiced opposition to the measure, arguing it introduces partisanship into what was traditionally a bipartisan process. The debate has further intensified scrutiny over the direction and use of military funding. In parallel, the Department of Defense failed its seventh consecutive audit in 2024, unable to fully account for an $824 billion budget. The audit identified 28 material weaknesses and raised concerns about financial accountability. Despite this, senior Pentagon officials claimed progress and argued that the department is moving toward more effective management systems.